Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to ACC News, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing and interesting individuals from the world of business, industry, health and wellness, art, entertainment, and many more. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the most inspiring people who create the magic behind the scenes that make their company's products and services so special. Here is your opportunity to live their experience and journeys through the words of the ones that actually made it possible. Live worldwide. This is ACC Global News.
Greetings to everyone from around the globe. I welcome you back to ACC Global News. And again, we are welcoming all listeners from North America, South America, and also from overseas. I am your host, Matthew Connor, and again, I am very grateful to be with everyone here today. Now, today, ACC News brings you another wonderful segment with really a very inspiring guest. We have with us transformational and wellness coach, Debbie Musillo, and she is the founder of Organic Insight. And to anyone in the audience today that feel that they aren't living up to their full potential, maybe dissatisfied with life or their relationship, or really just under a lot of stress, please pull up a seat, grab a cup of coffee, and get comfortable, because our guest today, Debbie Musillo, will be sharing a lot of important information with us, and also, again, a very inspiring story. So we have a wonderful show for everyone here today. It is now Wednesday, the 5th of April, and I would like to remind everyone tuning in, especially the people that do live overseas that are in different time zones, if you do miss any portion of our segment today with Debbie, it will be permanently archived on our ACC Global Media Blog Talk Radio site. Please visit us at blogtalkradio.com/ACC Global Media. And also, if you're a big part of social media, as you know, many of us are now these days. It's a worldwide thing. We are also on Facebook, and you can listen to the show live from there as well. Please visit us at facebook.com/ACC Global Media. And we're also part of the worldwide Twitter. So please visit us at twitter.com/ACC Global Media. And you can really enjoy our shows at any time of the day. Now, the journey of life is one of highs and lows, ups and downs, and as we're all aware, everything in between. There are moments of clarity, moments of disparity. So we basically take the good with the bad and realize that every minute, every outcome grants an opportunity for us to learn. And in times of turmoil or perceived failure, we can often lose sight of our dreams or our ultimate potential. And working with Debbie Musillo, founder of Organic Insight, you can experience a life-changing and even mind-enhancing adventure towards personal development. And Debbie brings a wealth of personal experience and professional training into every session, every workshop she conducts. Debbie is a wife, a mother of five, and she has also gone through a great deal of situation. Now, with all the responsibility, as many of us know out there, that comes with raising a family, Debbie also underwent an extremely traumatic near-death experience that left her in a temporary coma. But Debbie, she never lost sight of what's important to her. She remained focused and realized that miracles happen every day. And with the love of helping others, Debbie studied coaching and traveled extensively with other top coaches from around the world under Michael Neal's Super Coach Academy. And what her studies did was provide her with a necessary understanding of the mind, consciousness, and thought, which are all part of the three principles and the inside-out understanding. And we believe for all coaches, it's an absolute necessity to understand how the mind works and the relationship between mind, body, and soul. To our audience today, I am very proud to present to you Transformational and Wellness Coach, founder of Organic Insight, Miss Debbie Musillo. How are you doing today, Debbie?
Hi, Matthew, and thank you. That was beautiful. And I'm so honored, and it is my pleasure to be here today and share what comes up. So thank you so much for having me, and thank you for everybody who's listening.
Yes, we're very happy to have you on our show to really share your practice and your life experience. Now, before anything, Debbie, if you could please share with the audience, who exactly is Debbie Musillo?
Debbie Musillo is actually, I'm constantly seeing something new about myself. So what I have to share with you right now is, I think you've touched on, you know, my children. And since I've been young, that's all I wanted to do. I got married very young when I was 18, actually before 18, and I had 4 children in 5 years. I have a fifth child who's a stepdaughter. Yeah, so it just, like, that was what I really wanted to do, is just be a mother. And I was blessed with that. So I grew up with a lot of empathy when I was young. From the time I was in, you know, in kindergarten up, I always felt that I could feel what other people were going through. You know, whatever turmoil they were going through, I could feel that. And I didn't understand exactly what that was, but I carried that in a way that I had a lot of illnesses from the time I was very young. And I had other siblings, 2 older and 2 younger, that really, you know, didn't have the same thing. So I never really understood what it was that made me different. So I've realized, you know, through the years that how to change that energy and be able to work with people and help them and see what they're going through, because I can feel what they're going through, and help them see something on the other side. So I really love life. The journey that I've been on and what I've seen in the last 4 or 5 years has just been amazing. I'm just so happy and blessed that studied the mind and see how we all work as humans. So I'm very a happy person and love sharing with other people what I've seen.
And happiness is definitely one of the main keys to leading a good life. And many of us are unhappy, so I am very happy for you that you are able to achieve this happiness. Now, all of our regular listeners and to all of our new listeners are probably aware that every guest on our show also has a very inspiring story. And Debbie, if you could please share with the audience your personal journey that led you here.
Okay. My personal journey that led me to where I'm at right now is that I think we talked, you hit a little bit on my near-death experience, and actually I've had 2 of them. So that really woke something up inside of me, and not to go into details with it, that I wanted to be able, and I've not shared that, so this is really the first time sharing it with people, that there is no fear of the other side. And what I experienced in that near-death experience was I had encephalitis and meningitis, so I was quarantined, and
wow.
whoever came to visit me had, you know, had to wear the white and, you know, be clothed. So I have a brother that is probably, I'm not sure, 9 years or so older than me that I really didn't know growing up. So when he came to see me when I was in a coma, and basically my family said that I wasn't going to make it, it was spinal meningitis and encephalitis, he came to visit me, and I just saw something. Even though I was in the coma, I saw tears go down his eyes that I felt love in such a different way. I had no idea that he loved me.
Yes.
So that's just a little part of it. And seeing my family, there were no words when I was in that place of, it was just pure consciousness, but I knew everybody that was in the room, and I felt everything that was going on. And I also felt and saw something on the other side. So when I did come out of the coma, I didn't really share it with very many people because I kind of thought, you know, well, what are people going to think? You know, so
yeah.
Now I'm ready to share it with people, and I've had a second one also. So why me? I don't know. I used to ask myself that because I've been through so many illnesses. But on the other side now, I'm like, I see now. I see why I went through those illnesses, because had I not struggled, I would not be able to share with other people. And that,
yeah.
Me too.
And it's a wonderful thing that you are using these life experiences now to help other people as well. If you could share with the audience the foundation of your practice, Organic Insight.
Mm-hmm. The foundation basically just started with realizing, you know, studying the mind and understanding that everybody has the potential to see within themselves organically, and that's where that name came from, that they have the same potential to see the resilience that they have. And insight is the part that we all have within us. So going within will lead us and point us to what organically we already know and what we're born with. So that's kind of how the word came together. And after my training, it just kind of found me. So.
And I know many people are thinking to themselves, with everything that you did go through,
mm-hmm.
usually people end up unhappy or in a different place from where you are right now. Who or what is your biggest influence in life and in your career?
Okay. What you touched on, you know, there were times, yes, I was very unhappy. I went through depression. I went through just a lot of emotions because, like I said, I kept thinking, why me? But when I started understanding life and who are my biggest influence, I would say my children. I started observing because I got in a space, because I was ill, of being very quiet and observing people, observing myself, and listening to the wisdom that said, you know, you can rise above this. So going into understanding nutrition and health and starting to exercise and just totally changed my life. So my influences were just kind of called me into showing me the direction to go, you know, to nutrition, to health, to understanding how the mind works, how we work as human beings. So I feel like it was a calling, my career was. And Sid Banks, if I could put a name in, I think Sid Banks is actually one of my biggest influence, understanding him. And Wayne Dyer has also been a very influence in my life on understanding the psychology of the mind and human behavior.
And I guess learning from what, I guess, were they books that you read or did you work with?
I've not worked with them personally, but those were books. But I've worked with a lot of the top coaches that do transformational coaching. that are psychiatrists, doctors. I've been very blessed. So I couldn't. It would take a lot of time to say who, you know, everybody's influenced me, all of above. But I think watching my children and observing me, working with clients, I continually see more about me and through them. So I think it's just, it's never ending. Our consciousness continues to, we continue to see more about ourselves and about human behavior.
And I know many people that are listening today can definitely relate to some of the feelings that you've had in the past, feelings on life. And they're probably wondering, are they the type of people you can help? Debbie, who is your client base?
That's a good question. My client base really is whoever kind of God sends to me. I've worked with adolescents that their parents sent them away because of weight problems to boarding school. I've worked with, so I love working with adolescents. I just think they're so cool and can learn a lot from them. Adults, you know, women and men. Right now, what's really in my heart is working with parents of children or spouses that are going through addiction.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I have, and just to put it out there, you know, yeah, I have addiction with a son that, you know, so I know what that's like. I know what that journey's like of feeling that, you know, the circumstance that he's going through when he's using or doing what he's doing, you know, affects my happiness, where that's not true at all. And so being able to help people see the struggles of going through, you know, being on the other side of addiction.
Yeah. And I know many people that are listening know that when they're either dealing with addiction or as a family member that is dealing with an addiction, it's usually a very lonely time. There's not really many people you could turn to for help.
I hit it, Matthew. I actually didn't want people to know. You know, I didn't want people to know that I was going through that. That, you know, because I did a lot part of my life. I put a lot of things underneath the rug and didn't put them out to share them with people. And now I see that I've just done a dishonor and disservice to other people. So being able to be real and share what we all go through, that's what makes a difference in life. That's what changes people.
And if you can explain to the audience, once you actually start working with them, what are the exact services that you provide? And also, how exactly would you hold your sessions when you do work with them?
Okay. I do one-on-one sessions. I am able to do intensives where we work for a couple of days, and that's via Skype. Personal, I have an office in here in Indianapolis, in Carmel. But I do a lot globally. I'm open to doing, you know, through Skype or Zoom. I retreats, workshops, speaking. I really love retreats. I love, you know, whether it's a business or, you know, women, just to be able to get together and be real. And something magical happens in that time. You know, you have a space that feels very, you can be vulnerable, and one person can be able to share, this is what I'm going through. And everything that I've done like that, whether it was a small group, people say to me, that was so healing, because I was able to, yeah, me too, I've gone through this and I haven't shared that with anyone. So they left feeling that they're okay, there's nothing wrong with them, because look, other people go through the same thoughts and the same, you know, the same thing. So it's just really cool. I love doing that. So,
and if you could share with the audience, you have a term that you use, no one is broken. What does that mean to you exactly?
Okay. Just that we're all capable of being able to see that, you know, we have this innate health that's in everybody. And just pointing out and being able to have the capacity for people to see that, that whether it's addiction, you know, whether it's depression, anxiety, you know, it's all there's nothing that you're not broken. I worked with some people at an addiction meeting, and it's like when I told them they weren't broken, I had several people come up to me and go, no one tells me I'm not broken. You know, they say that I'm an alcoholic, you know, I don't see it as disease. I just see it as dis-ease, and it's proven to be an amazing change in people when they realize they have resilience. They have this hope and this faith that we see beyond what their addiction, beyond their, you know, anxiety or whatever they're going through. So that's where I don't see people as broken. I see behind that.
And when we originally spoke, you had touched on something called the three principles. Can you mm-hmm. please share with the audience exactly what that means?
Yeah, sure. Well, the three principles are these spiritual gifts that are truth, and truth is something that you cannot prove any different, like gravity. The three principles are mind, consciousness, and thought, and I'll just touch on them, you know, lightly right now, but mind is this energy that an intelligence behind life that we're all connected to. And it's, well, you could say it's what grows your fingernails. It's what, you know, your heart makes your heart beat. It just is. It's what oaks or acorns turn into oak trees. So that's a little bit about what mind is. Consciousness is this gift that we all have. These are all spiritual gifts, gift of awareness. So it really helps us determine the quality and the experience of life. It helps put everything together. And thought is something that we all have many thoughts going through our minds all the time. So understanding thought and that it's really a creative force or experience that, you know, through thought, we take the formless and we turn it into form. So, for instance, you could say your mood, a thought may come in and you may have a fearful thought. Doesn't mean, you know, some people say, yes, oh, you know, I'm afraid of that. I was fearful of doing this radio station. But I realized the difference between what I realized is that I've seen this and I know this. Debbie, you're just having fearful thinking. So understanding how that works, and so it's just kind of a moment-to-moment experience of life.
And what exactly is inside-out understanding?
That's a good question. Inside-out is it's connected with the principles and seeing that this is really big for me when I started seeing this, because I thought my husband was kind of pushing my buttons at times, and what I realized that, and I know 100% now, I don't see it all the time, but once I get still, I do see it, is that nothing is happening to us. It's everything comes from the inside. So a lot of people look for their happiness on the outside, and they think, okay, I'll be happy when I get that great job, or I'll be happy when my child stops using, or I'll be happy when, so it goes on, and that's not true. That's not true. It is definitely not true. So seeing that a little bit at a time and kind of playing with that in situations with your life, you see a little bit and then you continue to see more. So seeing that circumstances that are going on in our life have nothing to do. They have to do with our thoughts about something, but they have nothing to do with our feelings. We're creating that through our thoughts.
It's very interesting the way you did explain that. Again, it's very true. It's something I hear and see every day.
Yeah.
So, Debbie, with your personal experience and the people that you've worked with, what do you feel are the biggest issues facing people today?
You know, that right now where I'm at today, asking me, I see relationships, because most of the people that I work with, there's something to do with relationship. Whether it's, you know, I go to church and I'm looking for it out there, but I'm not happy. Or if my husband was more like this, I'd be happy. Just relationships with children, coworkers, family, just that's relationships is big. That can be anywhere and everything. Addiction is probably something I see growing, and
it has a
big place in my heart. And stress management, you know, that being able to know that, like what you had said in the beginning, you know, things happen, you know, and being able to see that this too will pass and understand and just kind of get quiet and know that who is creating the stress. And if you ask that question, pretty much you can always see that it's coming from yourself creating it. We all do that. It's part of the human behavior. So so that would be probably the third in, just anxiety and fear. You know, just those are the things that most people, biggest thing I think people face, anxiety of the unknown. And I don't know that I would get this right now, but Sid Banks had made a quote that really stuck in my mind about if there was be one thing that people would not be afraid of their experience, that alone could change the world.
That's interesting. As you said, fear and anxiety, these are things that these are things that everybody in our audience sees and maybe even feels on a daily basis.
Oh, on a daily basis, absolutely. Nobody is, no. So understanding where that's coming from, and not that there's anything to do, but everything to see about what that is. And like I said, understanding the principles, I know we're just kind of barely touching on it, but it has changed my life and so many people's life on understanding how we all are.
And again, it seems that you're so knowledgeable, again, about the mind and how it works. Mm-hmm. What do you feel, Debbie, sets you apart from other people or coaches that are offering similar services?
I think that when I work with somebody, there's a space that's created. And that's created within, and it's not from me, but it's just a oneness that we bring together or a group. You can feel that. And you have the capacity to see insight, where real change comes from.
Yeah.
To be able to, so if I say, you know, there's something going on, you don't go in the past or the future, we're just, you know, what's going on with you right now, but what happens is that you show up, you're able to talk and show up more vulnerable, listen to yourself and hear your own insights. So insights come from within, not from me pointing and saying, you know, I could see this is what's going on with you and your husband or, you know, your relationship, but it's through a process of asking questions and having that stillness to be able to think and answer. So it's just a different way. It's just to be able to sit with somebody and have a conversation.
Yes. What I can here is the passion in your voice when you just speak on these issues. I know this is all very important to you. We have a little under a minute left. If you could please share with our audience, where can they go to either learn more about you or to sign up for your program?
Okay. You can go to my email, which is organicinsight@yahoo.com, and I'll spell that as organicinsight@yahoo.com, that's an email, or you can go to my website, which is www.yourorganic, YourOrganic, Insight, Insight, all one word, .com. And contact me there, and we can do a Zoom, you know, whatever works, a call, personal, whatever works, and talk about what issues are going on and kind of go from there. So,
And it's very important for the audience to know this, no matter where you are in the world,
yes,
with the resources at Debbie's disposal, she should be able to work with you no matter where you are. So again, please feel free and reach out to her. Reaching out for help, it's the first step to you achieving that life that you've always wanted.
You're so right, Matthew.
And we're very happy to have you on today to really share your story and your practice, Debbie. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you all to everybody who is listening, and I hope that they did hear something in that.
Yes, to our audience, thank you very much for joining us today. Please go to accglobalmedia.com for all of our future show dates and times. And again, please visit Debbie at yourorganicinsight.com. And so everyone,
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. You have a wonderful day, Debbie. And to everyone out there, thank you again.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye.